From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It was only 12 days ago that the Brussels Airport departure hall was damaged by suicide bombers. But on Sunday, it will partially reopen for passenger flights. Speaking to reporters Saturday, Zaventem Airport Chief Executive Arno Feist confirmed that three Brussels Airlines flights will depart from Belgium's main airport. Feist also announced temporary repair work and security features that will be used at the airport as it works toward returning to full operation.
In this construction, first four lanes, then eight lanes are installed with metal detectors and X-ray screening equipment to screen all passengers and their luggage. 800 passengers per hour can pass through these lanes.
Meanwhile, Belgian police made several arrests Saturday following a tense confrontation in Brussels between right-wing protesters and anti-racist demonstrators. U.S. President Barack Obama has urged world leaders to keep up efforts to safeguard nuclear material so it cannot be used by terror organizations. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said progress has been made, but the world remains a dangerous place.
In Syria and Iraq, ISIL continues to lose ground. Our coalition continues to take out its leaders, including those planning terrorist attacks against our countries. They're losing their oil infrastructure and revenues. Their morale is suffering. As ISIL is squeezed in Syria and Iraq, it's lashing out elsewhere, as we've seen most recently and tragically, from Turkey to Brussels.
Mr. Obama inaugurated the first nuclear security summit nearly 6 years ago. This was the last such summit of his administration. This is VOA News. Reports from Mogadishu, Somalia, say seven people, including three intelligence security officers, died in three separate shootings Saturday. The violence came just one day after confirmation from a U.S. official that an airstrike had killed a senior member of the al-Shabaab militant group. Hassan Ali Dor's death was confirmed on Friday. The Somalian government last year put him on a most wanted list of 12 people involved in terror attacks in Mogadishu. Relatives and friends marked the one-year anniversary of the brutal al-Shabaab attack on Nairobi, Kenya's Garissa University. 148 people, most of them students, died during that attack in 2015. As Mohamed Yusuf reports, families of the victims held a memorial service in Nairobi.
In central Nairobi, a handful of parents met in a public park to remember the victims of the Garissa University attack. The parents lit candles and one after the other stood to talk about their loss and to give words of encouragement to help others overcome their loss. In April 2015, a group of armed men from the militant group Al-Shabaab stormed the university before sunrise and started killing the students. Al-Shabaab militants say they attacked the campus in retaliation for Kenyan military operations in Somalia. The siege at Garissa went on for at least 12 hours. Kenyan security forces were severely criticized for their slow response. For now, Garissa University victims' families continue to overcome the pain. But many feel they have been abandoned by the state and their communities, as some continue to search for answers what happened that day at the university. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Syrian officials said Saturday the army found a mass grave on the northeastern edge of Palmyra after it recaptured the ancient city from the Islamic State. Authorities say there were at least 40 bodies in the grave, including women and three children. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the mass grave. Also Saturday, heavy fighting was reported between Syrian government forces and rebels, including the al-Qaeda-affiliated Nusra Front, outside the city of Aleppo. The Turkish Coast Guard intercepted more than 60 migrants and refugees in the Aegean Sea Saturday as they tried to reach the Greek island of Lesbos. The group, including several Syrians, was transported to the western Turkish town of Dikli in compliance with an EU-Turkey deal that takes effect on April 4th. Under the terms of the agreement, migrants who arrive illegally in Greece from Turkey will be sent back unless their application for asylum is accepted. In return, the EU will resettle thousands of legal Syrian refugees directly from Turkey. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.